Well, hello, Sylvester. Come in.
Hello, Miss Anders. How's you today?
Oh, I was pretty good, Sylvester. You still working over at Mr. Taylor's garage?
Yes, I'm still over there. Mr. Taylor gave me another raise last week.
Well, he must be pretty good to work for, ain't he?
Oh, yes, I like him a whole lot. Everybody that work over there like Mr. Taylor.
Oh, sure. Every time that I see him, we talk over the business situation. I give him my ideas, and he give me his. We trade around like that, you see.
Where's Mr. Amos? He ain't here, is he?
No, Amos is out with the taxi cab. You want to see him about something?
No, they're not special. Miss Ruby Taylor was over at the garage this morning, and I was talking to him.
Well, Amos is out with the taxi cab right now. I explained to Amos that he got to work harder, because we got another taxi cab company across the street, you know.
Well, you mean the easy riding taxi cab company?
Yeah, this fellow over there, Earl Dixon. He had to open up right across the street.
Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about over there, is you, Miss Anders?
Well, of course, I'm smarter than he is, but Amos has got to kind of look out, because this fellow will get all the business. I can handle the office end all right.
But he was over at the garage this morning when Ruby Taylor was over there.
Oh, yeah. He kind of crazy about Ruby. He's got Amos jealous.
Ruby don't care nothing about him, though.
Did Ruby tell you that?
Yes, sir. She had a little argument with him this morning.
What kind of argument they done have?
Well, this man Earl Dixon walked up to Ruby and said something about calling up. And Ruby told him right to his face not to call up no more. And then all of a sudden, he called her honey or baby or something like that. Some sweet name, you see.
He called her honey or baby, huh?
Yes, sir. And when she heard him say that, she started to walk away. And Earl Dixon grabbed her by the arm. And she hauled off and smacked him right in the face.
Well, that's something. She smacked Earl Dixon in the face, huh?
Yes, sir. She gave him a good smack, too.
If he don't quit messing around here, I'm going to give him a smack in the face. I'm going to smack him on the nose with my fist. That's what I'm going to do.
Don't you like him, Miss Anders?
No, and I don't know nobody that do like him, neither.
Well, look here. Here comes Miss Anders. Look here.
Yeah. Well, how is business, Amos?
Hello there, Sylvester.
Hello, Miss Anders.
How is business, Amos?
Oh, business pretty good. I got a puncher, though. I had to fix the puncher.
Yeah, how much you done took in?
I done took in $3.75 a day. What you doing over here, Sylvester? I'm kind of glad to see you, boy.
Oh, I just stopped in over here to say hello, Miss Amy.
Tell him about Earl Dixon, Sylvester.
What about Earl Dixon?
Well, I was just telling Mr. Andy that Ruby Taylor was over at the garage, and Earl Dixon happened to come in. And he called a baby or something like that, and Ruby smacked him right in the face.
See?
Wait a minute, Joe. What did he call her?
He said that Earl Dixon called a baby or something, and she got mad and smacked him in the face.
He called a baby, huh? I'll smack him in his face if he don't stop calling a baby.
That show you that she don't like him, don't it?
Everybody over the garage was glad to see him get to smack him, too. They wanted to beat him up over there. I got mad about it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to find out about that tonight.
Well, I got to get on back to work, Miss Amos. If you ain't doing nothing later on when I get off, I might drop by your room.
All right, Sylvester, drop by tonight. I think I'm going over to Ruby's house, though, but I don't know what time I'm going.
Well, we'll see you later, Sylvester.
All right, Miss Amos. So long. I see you tonight, Miss Amos. So long.
So long. So long.
So long, Sylvester.
I'd like to see Ruby smack him in the face.
Yeah, that kind of worries me. He better not mess with her. I tell him that much.
Well, Amos, I was fixing up a chart here.
You fixing up what?
While you has been out in the taxi cab, I've been working on a chart for the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company. Shows everything.
Mm-hmm.
All big companies have one of these things that I was fixing up here now. Only this is a good one.
Well, what is it? Let me see it.
Here it is, right here. Look.
You know, I can't help but think about Ruby smacking him in the face, you know it?
Well, now, don't think about her now. Pay attention to the business here.
Well, what are these here lines on there?
Boy, this here is a great thing I got here. See what I got up the top there? Chart for the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company. Andrew Brown, President. Amos Jones, Assistant Bookkeeper.
Well, what is all this stuff?
Well, now, in this line right here, we puts the money that we oughta take in. In this line over here, we puts the money that we do take in. Now, in this one here, we put the expenses. Then I reduct what we took in from what we oughta took in, and I takes the expenses out of what's left, you see?
Well, explain that to me again.
All right, I'll explain it to you. Say that you oughta took in $10.
When?
Anytime.
That's what I oughta took in, huh?
You oughta took in 10, but you didn't take in but 2. So I redux.
You redux, huh?
Yeah.
What?
2 from 10. That leaves 7, 8.
Uh-huh.
Now, that leaves $8. All right, say the expenses is $5. I redux again. 5 from 8 is 3. You can't lose nothing reducing, you know.
Well, what you gonna do with that 3?
Now, that's what I ain't told you about yet. I takes that 3, and I puts it back with the 2. That makes 5. Wait a minute. Maybe you was wrong.
Maybe who is wrong?
Shut up.
I ain't gonna do it.
5 from 2 is how many? I mean, 8 from 5. Wait a minute. You was wrong again.
Well, I ain't done nothing. You are the one that's doing it.
This here is a good-looking chart, ain't it? When I get myself a ruler, I'm going to straighten up these lines here.
Well, what good is this here thing going to do us?
Oh, I got to have this thing hanging on the wall here so I know what's going on every minute. Suppose I want to find out my financial standing. Instead of going through the books and messing up with all them big figures I got, I can just glance at this thing and tell, you see.
Tell what?
Tell how much money we got.
You know we ain't got none.
Well, I want to make sure of it.
Well, you are sure of it before we start.
Amos, that's what we call system. I got to have some system around here. Suppose I had a look in the book with all them big figures. Boy, I got millions in the book. I got one number in there that runs over 3 pages.
Mm-mm.
What's the use of messing up with that number?
Andy, I know that you know as bookkeeper, but sometimes I don't believe you know what you're doing.
All right. Just for that, I'm going to tear up the chart. Now, you can't tell nothing. You don't know how much we got.
Well, let somebody try to borrow $2. They'll find out how much we got.
I'll regust it.